Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad you're joining us today.
Our hope is in Him. Our scripture today is Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hope, joy, and peace. These are the feelings which we all seek. Without these feelings, life can be dreary and feel meaningless. However, each of us has times in life when hope, joy, and peace are elusive. It is hard to be hopeful when the doctor shares a dire prognosis. There is certainly little joy when a loved one is terribly ill and approaching death. And peace can be hard to attain in our world, where relationships are often filled with strife, resentment, and jealousy. Everyone wants to be right, and no one wants to admit he may be wrong. However, I don't think Paul in this letter to the Romans is talking about our feelings as much as he is talking about our faith and hope in the assurance of salvation. This letter to the Romans is a continuing effort by Paul to help them resolve the conflicts between Jewish and Gentile Christians in Rome. Not only were their religious histories very different, but also there were cultural practices that created conflict as well. He emphasizes that Jews and Gentiles alike should welcome one another and love one another as Christ died for the salvation of all. The heart of his message is that Jesus tells us to love one another and not look down on others, no matter how different they may seem. In other words, let's focus on how we are the same, sharing our faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior, rather than how we are different. The Holy Spirit guides us and strengthens us to enable us to love one another. Loving and accepting each other is possible through faith in God. Our hope is in Him, and we can experience peace and joy in our lives because of Him. This world and we who inhabit it are far from perfect, but we can still experience joy and peace because our hope is in Him. Let us pray. Father, we are so grateful for the gift of your Son and the promise of salvation through his death and resurrection. Help us to remember that our worldly troubles are temporary and that we can remain steadfast in hope and experience joy and peace because of his great sacrifice. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Pat Scruggs.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.